We're up to Siman Reish Samech. So this is where many people begin Hilcha Shabbos. Here's a new ball game. It's much lighter. From Reish Samech to Shin is where I generally recommend beginning Hilcha Shabbos. And it's generally the Mitzvah Asiyah of Shabbos. Okay, Reish Samech is particularly light. Let's jump right in. Okay, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chaf He tells us that Yehuda bar Bilai used to wash himself for Shabbos. What did he do? Okay, he would wash. I don't remember exactly. I didn't take that test, but he would wash his hands and his
hands, feet.
Okay. Based on that, the Torah says the mitzvah to wash your entire body, take a shower, wash your whole bath for Shabbos, wash your whole body for Shabbos. Okay, and that's the discussion here. Mechaber Amar Reish Samich Seif Aleph Mitzvah Lirchotz. There's a mitzvah to wash oneself for Shabbos. Hagah, note, says Ramah, what should you wash for Shabbos? Now, there's not a time period where everyone had a shower or two or three or four, and a bath or two or three or four in their houses. So you should wash Kol Gufo, says Ramah. And if he can't wash his whole body, so he should wash his hands, his face, and his feet. The Mechaber, that's the Ramah's addition, is called Gufa. The Mechaber really says, Mitzvah lirchotz panu v'yad v'ragav. Bechamin, with hot water, be'erev Shabbos. U'mitzvah lochuv harosh, and then mitzvah to wash one's hair. U'ligalea chatziparnayim, to cut one's fingernails, be'erev Shabbos. Okay, again, Reish Samech Sefav Mitzvah Lirchot. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Aleph. Why they cover the Shabbos? When we come up, it's a chov gemurah. It's not an absolute chiyuv, but one who bathes for Shabbos, he gets schar for covered Shabbos. If he doesn't bathe for Shabbos, amen. Ashaleh. The Mishnah Berurah continues. He's not going to get punished for it. However, the Mishnah Berurah speaks very strong over here. Uma'od yesh nizher shlo yovoy de mitzvah harechitza lechshash chilul Shabbos. The person has to be very, very careful not to get into chilul Shabbos problems. There's tons of chilul Shabbos problems that can come about by bathing. Hot water, the actual bathing itself, we'll learn about at the end of Chelek Gimel. Combing the hair, he talks about squeezing out the towel, squeezing out one's hair, all sorts of things. And then he goes on to say that a person should not only be careful about himself, but anyone who has a family or like students or people, even in a dorm, whatever, people that are of shaykhis to you. Certainly if you're above, you know, not if you're a roommate, so like your roommate's not interested in telling him what to do. But if you're the madrich in the dorm, whatever, you're the, whatever it's called, avbayit, so then you have to make sure that everybody is out of the shower and ready for Shabbos before Shabbos. And then he says at the end of Sif Katan Aleph, whoever can stop people from doing something wrong and he doesn't try to do that, okay, you have to be careful how you stop people, whatever. You have to do it in an appropriate, you know, politically correct fashion nowadays. But if you see people doing things wrong and you ignore it, then you are also included in that, you are caught for that avera as well. So he's just saying that people should make sure that their houses are not, then they're ready, anyone in the house is ready for Shabbos before Shabbos. And yes, there's a, we'll call it a low level mitzvah to bathe on Shabbos, but it can be very problematic, especially in the winter when Shabbos starts very early, and therefore a person has to be very careful to make sure it doesn't lead to that. Fine. So he should wash his whole body, says the Ramah, and if you can't, at least wash Panaviyat Devarag. People don't wash their feet nowadays, meaning if they're not bathing, they're not just specifically washing their feet. And he says probably in the olden days they used to walk around barefoot. So if you walk around barefoot, you have to wash your feet. Feet get disgusting. Siv, hey, be'erev Shabbos, But if a person is going to do this on Thursday, that's not called Kovid Shabbos. Elim kein iyev shel lirchos b'erev Shabbos, unless he doesn't have time to do it on Erev Shabbos. So then, he should do it on Thursday. He can do it as close to Shabbos as he can. If Friday is not going to work for him, he should do it as close to Shabbos as possible. As kokama d'mikav the Shabbos v'mali v'chein d'ingin l'stop here. Same thing. Hold on with cutting his nails or the. We're getting a haircut, right? Getting a haircut. Dear Shu, footnote 7. Hold on. Alright, so Dear Shu, footnote 7 points out, according to Rav Karelitz, that Leil Shishi, Thursday night, is not the best time for one to shower. If not, one's not going to have time to shower on Friday, so one could do it Thursday night, but it's better to do it. It's not recognizable that it's for Shabbos. One should do it on Friday, where it's recognizable for Shabbos. That's called Kavod Shabbos.
You saw before that Shishi is like Shishi.
The Gabi what?
I think we're in the Kvisa.
I don't know. I don't remember. Okay, Dirish footnote 4 points out that there's a discussion. The Gemara, when it talks about bathing for Shabbos, talks about Panav Yadav Raglav. Or he says Panav Yadav. I don't remember what the Gemara says. The Torah brings down, there's a mitzvah to wash one's whole body, and the post can question the Torah. So that's here basically Machlokes, Machaber, Ramah, because there is no real mucker in Shas for bathing the whole body. So they bring down from Nissan Karelet that even according to the Torah, it says one should wash the whole body. It's not me, dim mitzvah rechitza, whose source is in the Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't talk about bathing the whole body, but it's part of preparing for Shabbos. You know, it's like more general mitzvah. Fine. Mishra Sivka Tamvav Be'erev Shabbos. What are we talking about? So then there's a mitzvah to wash one's hair and to cut one's fingernails on Erev Shabbos by laundry.
He says the Chabsam Rashi that the Gaon was negated Shasu. Shatagan Tarchavas Be'chamishir Shabbat. Rashi no Chamishir Shabbat.
So has the din of Friday.
Shishi.
Okay. Shgayach. So one should wash and cut the fingernails on Friday. There's a hakpada dafka not to cut one's fingernails on a Thursday. Because they start to grow back on the third day after you cut them. So you cut them on Thursday. It's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. They start to grow back. And the Mishabura continues. So it's not covered Shabbos because then they're already starting to grow back on Shabbos and already the fingernails, I guess, are slightly longer than they're supposed to be.
That's what it's about, or it's about growing on Shabbos?
Right, so that's, I always had in my head, growing on Shabbos. That's clearly not what the Mishabura says. But there is, the Dershu does bring that down. Dershu footnote 10 brings that down. Then they're going to start to grow on Shabbos, and it's as if you're being goyrim something to start growing on Shabbos. I don't know. It says hair is not diseased. Because it takes longer for the hair to grow. I don't know. There are those that say not to cut the fingernails and the toenails in one day. And since Thursday, you're not supposed to cut your fingernails, so Thursday is supposed to be toenail day, and Friday is supposed to be fingernail day. Why not to cut them the same day? I, years ago, just made up my own reason, and then I just assumed that that was the right reason, because I was so proud of my reason, that I didn't even know that I made it up. And then I was talking over with someone once who said, like, you made that up.
What was it?
I'm not going to... So Dershu brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's a chashash sakana. And then they say, oh, but when women go to the mikveh, they cut the fingernails and toenails the same day. Oh, because that's a mitzvah, shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davara.
Awesome.
What if one forgot to cut his toenails on Thursday? So now it's Friday. So b'di'eved, there's a discussion if you can cut them both on Friday. The issue brings that.
It's halacha, or it's like good advice. Are you over on something if you do both at the same time?
I don't know. There was someone brought this down very chumra. I don't see it now. Shash sakana. I don't know. We're trying to do shash sakanas. I thought it was because when a person dies, the chevra kadisha cuts the fingernail toenails in one day. I made it up.
Why can't they pour water that way?
Ask a trio. He researched that rumor that you're not allowed to pour water.
Ah, yeah.
Baba Maisa.
Okay.
Okay, Yeshu Kutsu Shalokot Stipani Adam are going to be Omechon. Vein Lokot Ela Be Erev Shabbos or Be Erev Yontif. So it's proper to cut one's fingernails Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. It's Kovid Shabbos. Vanochon Shiokot Menaraglaim Yom Chamishi Umena Yadayim Bayom Shishi.
You know, I don't kill
God
on Shabbos?
I don't know. V'isa b'gemara. I'll give you my understanding of this gemara also. Hasarif tzipranayim. What do you do with the fingernails? One who burns them is a chassid. One who buries them is a tzaddik. One who throws them on the floor is a rasha. Why? Shema tabrodin isha mubares v'tapil. Has some spiritual power that, God forbid, can cause a woman to have a miscarriage. And therefore, if you're in a place where there's no women, like a base medrash, de lo shchichi nashi, women are not in the base medrash, or in a men's room, base merachat, she says, rak laharchatzas anashim l'chud, so they mutter this work. Gam isa sham b'gemara, that they only have koach where they fall. Rak beduchta dinefili, last line of the page. Avi kanashu batzach v'shadu libroi, but if you gather them and you throw them outside, les lan ba. So therefore, it's a cause of appreciation. He cut his nails in a place where there are women, and it fell on the floor. So he should just sweep it around, and as long as it's not in the place that it fell, it doesn't have its power. The rabbi says it could be that that's not good enough, and you need to put it outside the room. And then, also one should wash one's hands after cutting his tziponayim. There's a ruach ra that's involved, and Dishu points out, but it's enough to wash his hands one time on each hand. It doesn't need three times on each hand. Many people nowadays are knowing just to flush it down the toilet. That's also okay. It's not the chassid of burning it. It's not the same thing, but it's like the tzaddik. Okay? When you burn something, it's destroyed forever and ever and ever. And other ways, it's true, you keep out of trouble, but whatever. So my understanding from here, like, is this a heebie-jeebie thing? You do like this, you're tzaddik. My understanding, and maybe I made it up, I don't know, maybe I got it from somewhere, is that how far you go to make sure that nobody gets hurt from your actions, that determines what kind of person you are. I mean, it's not a fingernail deal, it's something comes up by fingernails, but it applies to everything. If you don't care about other people and you cause nezek to people, then you're a rasha. You leave things around that people can hurt themselves and whatever. So that's a rishus. And the more you go out of your way and inconvenience yourself to make sure that nobody gets hurt from anything related to you, so the higher of a level of a person that you are. So it's like a klal for everything. That's my understanding. Did I make it up? I don't know. This is more exciting than fireworks. Haga, v'imhayu saras rosho gedolos. If he's got long hair, mitzvah galchon zayshtik haircut the kavod Shabbos. Now, this is the very famous Ramah. Ukshenotzot tziporno, when he cuts his fingernails, lo itos on kisidron. He should not cut his fingernails in order. Rather, v'yatzchil b'small b'kmita v'yimim b'etzba v'siman lazer. Now, it's not clear. Why does he say b'small first? Usually, we do the right hand before the left hand. Why is he singling out the left hand here before the right hand? Some say he means it, some say he doesn't mean it. V'siman lazer d'be'haga b'smalo u'b'da'aga b'yimin. Means on the left hand, it's the ring finger, and then the pointer finger, and then the pinky finger, and then the middle finger, and then the thumb. And on the right hand, it's a different order, but never one after the other. Why is he getting a haircut? Because he wants to look respectful for Shabbos, like we have no shaving on Chol HaMoed. Why? That's Mishnah Berurah says Sifkat on Zayin over here. Lechgalcham betar or b'misparayim. With scissors or with a knife, obviously not shaving his face with a knife, chas v'shalom, that's many Yisurei Torah. V'atam k'dei shlo yichnos the Shabbos k'shu menuvel. He shouldn't come into Shabbos looking like a mess. Yesh makomos, they're those that have a minig, she'ein megalchin ve'notin tziponayim, they don't shave and they don't cut their nails on Rosh Chodesh. Even if it's chal, b'yom erev Shabbos Kodesh. Even if Rosh Chodesh falls out on erev Shabbos, Kikain Tziva Rabbein Yehuda Chassid. That's part of the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Others say that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid is really only for his descendants. It's not for everybody, but the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down.
That's also from the order?
The order is a Ramah. I don't know, some say he doesn't mean the order. Some say as long as you don't do it in order, it's okay. But the Ramah gives us a specific order to do it.
Doing in order.
You're starting here, you're going here. You're always doing it in a way that you're not
doing two in the same order as
usher. Usher is a strong word. I don't know. Usher? I don't know. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Ches. B'taj beitz kasuv she maharam lo dikdek b'zeh. The maharam was not careful about this order. L'chein kasuv al ari. I was shocked to see that. Because this is Kabbalistic, right? You would expect ari to be right in there. And he's not. He was not mine. Mikom agam yesh nizar l'chatzchila. The Mishnah Berurah brings down for the Magen Avraham l'chatzchila one should be makbid. Alright, then look at him. This is what I was looking for it before. I thought it was talking about the other thing. This Mishnah Berurah, the Dirshu footnote 18 says, those who are makbid not to cut their fingernails in order, Shulchan Aruch Rav, it's kosher the shechacha, it can lead one to forget. And then he brings down Hashem Yirachem. It could lead to the worst things in the world, Hashem Yirachem. I don't know. Okay, and what about the toenails? Is this just fingernails? So he brings that the Chazon Ish was not makbid on toenails. Only fingernails. And Reb Chaim is medayik. Reb Chaim Kanievsky medayik in the Darkei Moshe. Okay, Sif Beis. Kishayeh samach lechashecha. When it gets close to dark, yishal anche beis. So you should ask his wife, b'lashon raka, in a nice, gentle, calm, soft voice. Isartem. Did you take off chumas and maizvus from the stuff? Because you can't do it on Shabbos. As we will learn, a rabten, did you make the Erev Tavshilin, which was Nogea for Rosh Hashanah, and for first days of Sukkot for Bnei Chutz La'aretz, and it will be Nogea again this week for Bnei Chutz La'aretz? Hefrashtem Chala, or right here, here's a bit more Erev Chatzeres and Erev Tzchumen. Right, which the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't make an Erev Chatzeres, you don't need to say it. And it says, we're not even knowing to ask about a first Chala.
For Pesach.
Right. So he's saying, because in Chutz La'aretz it's not so important. We discussed this, at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, because in Chalas Chutz La'aretz one can eat without being mafresh Chalas, save a little bit, and then after Shabbos, be mafresh. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't do that. Chalas Eretz Yisrael is more common than Chalas Chutz La'aretz. Because back in the day, Chalas Eretz Yisrael was Daraisa, and Chalas Chutz La'aretz was Darabanan, so there's kulas by Chalas Chutz La'aretz, you know where Chalas Daraisa. So one should ask nowadays, it would seem, in Eretz Yisrael, make sure that they were mafresh challah. The Yomar lehem adiku esaner, and then he should tell his wife to light the candles. Here he's not asking because he sees the candles are not lit. The other thing, he doesn't know if she separated Shumas and Maris, if she made the Erev, if she was mafresh challah. Why is he talking nicely? We should always talk nicely. Mishma Sivkatan Yud, Blush and Raka. Another reason to talk nicely, aside for its menschluch, it's a nice, proper thing to do. If you want someone to listen to you, you should speak nicely. If you yell at someone, they will not listen to you. Mishma Sivkatan Yud, ki hey, very practical. Ki heichid did the kablamine, so that they will listen to him. Ula olam al yatu adam eme yisab dal beza. A person should not instill fear in his home. If they're afraid of their father, so they're going to end up covering up their mistakes. They're going to end up being Mechal Shabbos. They're going to be feeding him treif. Leads to terrible things. Things should be calm. Like when the kid has to come home with 100 or he's not allowed to come home, so you're just encouraging him to cheat. So, you have to...
Okay. Were there any husbands to set up the candles for the wife?
We'll get there. In a place where they don't take off Chumas and Ma'asis, right? The Mechaber lived, I don't know where he lived when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch exactly, but we know he lived in Tzvat, right? He's buried in Tzvat. So it was Shayach, Chumas and Ma'asis. The Rama lived in Krakow. It was not Shayach, Chumas and Ma'asis. You never had to ask in Poland, we use separate Chumas and Ma'asis. So that's what the Rama says. And then the Mishnah points out it's the husband's job to make sure that the family, whatever, the head of household, make sure that the people are being Mekabel Shabbos on time and not going overtime. Okay, that is Simon Reish Samach.